Simplicity makes uneducated, effective speakers. Simplicity makes uneducated, effective speakers. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. That's an interesting concept. Simplicity makes uneducated, effective speakers. The little girl comes to her mother and says, "Mom, I gotta go potty." Now, she is an uneducated, effective speaker, communicating an idea to her mother in the most simple forms, and the mother understands exactly what the little girl wants to do, and helps the little girl accomplish what she wants to accomplish, and both are satisfied with the effectiveness of their communication. Now, that is basic. Now, what we do as we become more educated, as we become more sophisticated, you might say, what do? We put a lot of garbage around our ideas and make them so unsimple, so complicated, that everyone isn't able to understand them always. I enjoyed one of our friends. She's one of our students, a very erudite woman, very sophisticated, very educated in language and so forth. And she loves to write in this sophistication. And when I hear her start talking, I want to say, "No, no, no." And I want to pull my hair out and say, "No, no, no." And then I say to her, "Now, what do you mean?" And so then she has another set of phrases that describe what she means. I said, "No, no, no. What do you mean? What are you saying by what you're saying? Are you saying that you love life and you love everyone in the world and that you are finding everyone to be an enjoyable person to be with?" "Exactly." I said, "Well, then why didn't you say that? Just so simple." "But you're saying we live in a world that is filled with fantastic people who are just glorious people. They're marvelous people. They've always got something to contribute to our thinking, something to contribute to our education and our knowledge and our awareness. And it's such a joy to have these people available to us." Now, that's not too sophisticated, but that's a lot more complex. And I can't even get as complex as this lady does, because she has a certain magic. "Oh, I know what it is. It just came to me. I had some experience with some young boys who loved to rap. And they would talk. And they would rhyme their talk. It was quite good. They would rhyme their talk, and they would talk about all sorts of things. And some of the things were important, and some were not important. But they had all these words, and the rhyme, and the rhythm, and the da 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 da." I'm not able to do that, but they do that so beautifully and so fantastically. But when you are done listening to them rap, can you say what they said? Do you have any idea? Not because they didn't say it clearly, but do you have any idea what they were communicating? And usually the answer is no. You have no idea what sort of a concept they're trying to put through. Now, if you were doing a college thesis or dissertation on rappers, then you would describe how they use these words to describe this, and how they use those words to describe that, and how they use this rhythm and this rhymingness to put forth their ideas. But you would have to do research into figuring out what they meant, because it doesn't come naturally to you. It's too sophisticated. It's too educated, you might say. But the little girl, I think that's always the best illustration, who has a need, and she communicates that need to her mother in the most simple way, it's good. Now the little girl stands in front of her mother and holds herself, Mommy, 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 what is it, sweetheart? Mommy, 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 what is it, love? And finally the mother looks up from her knitting or something like that. Oh, you have to go potty. Her body language was communicating that, but only if the mother was looking. Now, if the mother was not looking, she might think, well, she hurt herself, or she wants something, or which she did, of course. But you have to look to see the body language, and that's a very simple language, too. But if you aren't looking, and you just hear it, you say, yes, yes, yes. And finally, when you look at the person to see who's talking to you, you immediately get the idea from their body language what they want to do. You see, the uneducated speaker is very effective because they don't have a lot of jargon that confuses the listener. And also, the uneducated person knows that they don't have a great vocabulary, and so they use their little vocabulary extremely well. In fact, Winston Churchill, I've always admired his writings. He'd been a journalist for many years, and his writing was always using the four-letter words to the maximum. And right away, everybody thinks, you know, terrible words. But he used four-letter words to the maximum. Good. And I don't have a list of four-letter words in my mind, but you can come up with all sorts of four-letter words that are beautiful and significant. But he used the small words. The idea was to use the the simple words to their maximum to tell the story that he wanted to tell. And he told it very beautifully. I think we can all learn to communicate better by just remembering what it is we're trying to do. If I say to Ellen, Ellen, I would like a piece of toast. Ellen would say, oh, Herb wants a piece of toast, so therefore I'm going to toast a piece of bread and butter it and give it to Herb. And then she brings Herb the piece of buttered toast, and Herb says, Ellen, I wanted a piece of toast. Well, here it is. No, this is a piece of buttered toast. Toast is just, toasted bread. And toast is not buttered bread. Buttered bread is nice, too. That's very lovely of you, but it was not what I wanted. And so, therefore, now I have this buttered bread, and I really am trying to cut back on butter and stuff like that, and you make me feel guilty about not eating it because you brought it on my request, but you didn't understand what I requested because I didn't communicate. Ellen, I would like a piece of unbuttered toast. Because everybody makes buttered toast. That's the only way toast comes, is buttered, And you go in a restaurant and you say, I'd like some toast. And they bring you buttered toast. And they put two pieces of bread together, put the butter in the middle so that it melts nice into the toast, But, you see, that's not the truth. Now, I go into a restaurant and the waitress says, how would you like your hamburger? And usually they don't ask, But I thought, well, that's nice. It's a good restaurant, And so as I went in there, and they said at the sizzler, how would you like your hamburger? I said, medium well. And she said, very good. And she said, would you like some, you want potatoes, of course, You want french fries or you want baked potato? What would you like? I said, I don't really want any potato. And she said, well, you get a potato with your order. And I said, I don't want a potato. She said, well, would you like some broccoli? I said, that sounds just great. Yes, I'd like some broccoli, And you see, you have to have the order specific, and you have to be definite with the waitress, or else the waitress is going to bring you something that you really don't want. And if you're like most people, you don't like to eat your dinner and leave portions on your plate uneaten, because it just isn't nice, And so if you can avoid the portions coming on your plate in the first place by good communication, by being an educated, uneducated, effective speaker, you get it across. but you do have to describe it in simple terms. I would like toast that is done in 350 degrees heat with about 8 or 10 seconds there on each side. And then I would like butter on one side, and on the other side I'd like some cheese spread, you know. And he said, how are you going to handle that? Mm-hmm. Well, that's the way it goes, you know. You can hang it on a string, you know, and the cheese on one side and the butter on the other. And oh, you know, that gets very complex, you know. Simplicity makes uneducated effective speakers. It's the simplicity of the child, the simplicity of a person with a smaller vocabulary that gets across to you. And it's not the superiority, not the superiority. I have been through many universities, and I have been in many lecture halls where the lecturer was very erudite. That means very educated, you know. And he was speaking in very high-toned terms, and the audience was out there sleeping their heads off, not getting a word he said. And he says, why is it I can't get across to them? Well, talk in their language, you know. If you're going to speak above their head, or at least speak above their interest level, that's more likely what it is, speaking above their interest level, they're not going to listen. And they're not going to listen. Now, if you talk, oh yeah, we have a fellow who works for us here, and Geraldo, he's a nice guy. And so he said, now, I have to leave on Sunday at 3 or 2 or whatever he said. And I said, oh, you're going to watch the game. Oh, yeah. You see, it was very definite, effective. His communication told me that he was quitting at that time, because the game began at, what was it, 3:10 or something like that, you know. And he was going to get home and watch that game. Well, now, you see, if you are alert to things, people can't fool you. And so one young fellow said that he's having difficulty with his girlfriend, and that's why he wasn't showing up for work. And we told him that doesn't hold water. Because if you have difficulty with your girlfriend, and that's the only reason you don't show, then what would happen if you died? I suppose you wouldn't show either, huh? You'd have an excuse, you know. And he says, mmm. And I said, no excuse. If you're here, you're here. Wonderful, glad to have you. If you're not here, you're not here. And no excuse is going to excuse you. Because anytime we make a promise, we say we're going to do something, and then we don't show, whatever the reason may be, I mean, our car might have broke down. That's no excuse. You should always have a spare car in your hip pocket to get you where you want to go. But can you imagine, Sylvia, can you imagine if you were going to go to your wedding and your car broke down, do you think you'd thumb a ride? Yeah. Do you think that you'd take your cell phone and call a taxi and get it out there right away? Do you think that you'd miss being at your wedding? No way. I mean, you put too much investment in that. And there's too much of a future in that. So you're not going to miss it. And there's no excuse. If you can't make the wedding because your car broke down, I've heard that before. And why did the car break down? Because we were sort of hesitant about doing it.
Had to think about it.
Yeah. But we have to be very, very careful how we communicate things, because how we communicate things indicates to the world who we are and what our education is, what our purpose is, our motivation is, and all these other good things. Simplicity makes uneducated effective speakers. It's an interesting way of saying it, but it's all too true. We have a phrase that I love to go around and do it, but everyone doesn't let me do it. Kiss, 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 kiss. I want to kiss everybody, you know, and everybody says, oh, rest a minute, you know. And kiss. Keep it simple, sweetheart. Keep it simple, sweetheart. Some circles say keep it simple, stupid, you know, but I see no reason to exacerbate a problem. Keep it simple, sweetheart. Keep it simple, Susie. Stanley.
Keep it simple, Sylvia.
Keep it simple, Sylvia. There you are. See, that's dedicated just to you. And keep it simple, Ingeborg. Kissy. And keep it simple, Ellen. Keep K-I-S-S-E. Kissy. Another kissy.
Keep it simple, sweetheart, Ellen.
Oh, see, she wants to get the sweetheart in there. Yeah. Okay, but keep it simple. And that has more meaning and more importance than we ever realize. Simplicity makes uneducated, effective speakers. Remember that. It's not how well you can say everything you say, but how meaningfully you can say it. Well, probably means meaningful too, but how meaningfully you can say it. Does everyone understand, and do they sit on the edge of their chairs to listen to you? We have a student, John Dainty, John Charles Dainty, and he's a storyteller. And when he tells a story, you just sit on the edge of your chair and you think, what's coming next? What is he going to say next? And he keeps all of his characters in order in his story that he's making up as he's telling it. And he sometimes has a cast of 3 to 7 characters, maybe more. And he is amazing. But that is keeping it simple. And he remembers, he visualizes each person he's talking about in his story, so that the people are real. And you can just see them coming out of his mind. And that's keeping it simple. But I wouldn't say he's an uneducated speaker, but he certainly keeps it simple and does it beautifully. Well, let's us learn by that and practice that and do that in our life and watch miracles happen. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.